Gelato, the big free FM, CBS Radio. Sitting here with Michael Godot, 866-570-PEN, 7366. Look at me, Godot. Look at me. Look at my face. Look at me.
See, see. Yeah?
I have to move away from the microphone.
Whoa, what a glint.
Glint. It's a glint off my teeth because I got my teeth whitened yesterday. You ever gotten your teeth whitened?
I have not.
Smile at me.
I need it done.
You need it done.
I have that Tetra Cycling stuff.
Go get it done.
They won't work on me. You know what they're going to do?
What are they going to do?
They're going to do the cap things, like the shells.
You're going to get like shells?
Yeah.
What won't work on you?
The laser whitening. I have Tetra Cycling staining from when I was a kid, so I have a band.
What's Tetra Cycling?
Well, if you took Tetra Cycling when you were a kid.
What's Tetra Cycling?
An antibiotic.
Okay.
As a kid, it would it stained your teeth from the inside out.
Oh, so your teeth are dark from the inside out.
Yes, and so I'm going to go. And in fact, oddly enough, it's about a week from now I'm going to go, and they're going to put on these like contact lenses over my teeth.
I mean, really thin.
The white. Really thin.
It won't be like those like 50s actor things.
No, I don't think so. And I've asked for I have asked that it not be chiclet white.
You should get chiclet white.
Think chiclet white would be cool?
Yeah, chiclet white.
All right.
Mine aren't chiclet white.
I haven't done that yet.
But I went in and I have, and I mean, this is important to point out, and I want to say this with as much delicacy as I can. I have an Asian dentist.
Yes.
My dentist also, and I won't say his name, but he has the name of a James Bond villain. That should narrow it down so much. And it's not Dr. Goldfinger. And he is of Chinese descent.
I refuse to guess. I'm sorry. I'm not going to start guessing because
James Bond is
ugly.
It led to tears. The reason I have a dentist who's of Chinese descent
right.
is just so I can say, can I have an appointment at Chinese dentist time? And he likes that joke and he goes with it.
Why wouldn't he?
But I thought that my dentist, you know, was kind of a cool guy, you know? Mm-hmm. He's like in his 30s and stuff. And then I go in for this, and they're going to put the ultraviolet thing in my mouth. And I decided, actually, I didn't decide. I had no input in this. My wife decided that I would get 4 treatments at once. So 4 20-minute segments with my teeth, you know, pried open.
Right.
And either something that's very, very, it's a very porno-esque situation. You know, your mouth is held open in this submissive position. So my Chinese dentist, with the James Bond villain name, I'm about to go into, no, I'm not bothered by anything, you know. They say, you're afraid of dentists, you're like, no. Do anything you want to me. I don't care, you know. I think if you're supposed to, when you're supposed to do comedy, you're supposed to be bothered by everything you know.
Right.
You know what annoys me? Nothing annoys me, really.
None of that.
It's a bad grammar. But that's, we're going to get into that a little bit. So, I'm there in the chair, and he says, you claustrophobic. So they put this big force, you know, Jack Nicholson, Batman, force, Wiley.
Right.
Sure. And they got that, like, Mr.
Like Clockwork Ed, Orange, like, but on your mouth.
Yeah, Mr. Ed teeth hanging out there. And Tetracycline darkens your teeth?
Yeah.
Huh. And so I got teeth all, and then he says, did you bring your iPod? And I go, oh, no. I didn't get that memo, you know. And I got like an 80-gig iPod that's filled with all the good music in the world and interviews and stuff I get to listen. This is my lifeline, right? Because, you know, I on my iTunes, I have over 50,000 songs on my iTunes. So the 80-gig iPod, I it's like 500, you know, gig I have. I have this iPod. I don't have it with me. So he says, you can use my iPod. Okay, so I look at the guy, and he's like in his 30s, okay?
Oh, no.
And I go, okay. And he brings out a shuffle. This is important to the story. An iPod shuffle,
right.
Which means you can't look through what it's going to be. You just kind of put it on. And all you can do is either skip ahead or stay there. And it's very kind of him. I'm not saying anything against my James Bond villain dentist, Chinese dentist, because he's very kind because, you know, Asians have different earwax than we do. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. That's one of the racial differences is earwax. And I'm sure people, 866-570-PEN, 7366, you already got the phones lighting up with calls about Asian earwax. Which, incidentally, shut up when I'm talking.
All right.
Incidentally, is a great name for a band. Asian Earwax is the great. We've come up with a lot of good names for bands here on this show, but Asian Earwax is right up there near the top, don't you think?
That's pretty good.
Okay, now you can talk.
That's a good one.
I'm
reading the earwax stuff.
You're searching? Is it true?
No. Dry. Earwax in Asians is apparently, and Native American sense, is more dry.
It's more dry.
It's more crumbly. Dry. It's crumbly.
Not that I'm an expert on earwax, but I play one on TV. So considering that there's there's that disgusting round eye wet earwax that he's thinking about, he puts his puts the earphones in my ears.
Right.
And then he starts playing. And he says before it starts, you know, because I'm kind of looking at him and going, okay, who knows what it'll be. But I'm willing to jump into someone else's musical taste. He goes, well, you know, it's kind of embarrassing. It's awfully 80s. Like, oh, yeah, okay. I can take 80s. And the first thing that plays is a live version of Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And here's the scary part. He has said to me right before he hits the button, he says to me, but I skipped over two songs that I was sure you wouldn't like. So that means he skipped over two songs, and the best I've got is a live version of Hit Me With... Maybe the real... Was the hit a live version? I don't even know.
I don't know.
But I mean, I've never listened to Hit Me With Your Best Shot all the way through. Now I did. And I go, well, maybe...
Because you didn't know
it
was next? You didn't want to skip ahead? You thought maybe it'll only go downhill?
I didn't know. And, you know, the next song that came on... haunted, twisted, crazy memories. Way we were. Barbara Streisand singing, haunted, twisted, screwed up memory. Like the corners of my mind. Oh, horrible. So I skipped that. I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mother used to dance for the money they throw. Cher doing Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. And now there's another problem.
You know, you mentioned another thing about his perhaps sexual orientation.
I know. All of a sudden, I have a gay Chinese dentist. But now, you know what bothers you? You know, I like to know what lyrics I'm listening to,
yeah,
right? So I'm listening to Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. My mother used to dance in a traveling show. My mother used to dance for the money. I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Mother used to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Did not know what that word was. So now I'm going back and forth on the dentist's crappy iPod, trying to find what the doctor's name is. So now I've got to make a mental note that as soon as my teeth whitening's over and I'm on my way to game show host, because that's why I'm getting...
Of course, yeah.
I'm not going to talk about this much yet, but there's a release. I think it just came out now. A release about me doing a game show on NBC. I'm going to have white teeth. So that's why I'm there. But I'm not even thinking about the game show or my teeth white anymore. All I'm thinking is, a couple bottles of doctor. So I got to go to the web and look that up. And incidentally, don't waste your time, 866-570-PAN. Don't waste your time calling. I already know, according to the web, it's Dr. Good, which is just lousy writing. It should be some sort of other name, but it's Dr. Good.
I thought it was Doctor's Fluid.
No, it's not Doctor.
Sorry.
With my mouth pried open like that.
Doctor's Fluid.
I was really worried about the Doctor's Fluid.
Yeah.
You know, my mouth is held open, and he's got the name of a James Bond villain. Anyway, so I'm there, and it just, I mean, Linda Ronstadt, different drummer, Fleetwood Mac, Miracles, a lot of this, like...
Turn around!
Oh, you didn't have that one. You didn't have Turn Around Bright Eyes. I don't know about Aha.
Uh-huh, yeah, no, uh-huh.
And then some of the stuff... Here's the thing is, when you're listening to someone else's iPod, and listening to someone else's iPod is creepy.
It's creepy.
You'd rather move into their underwear drawer. If you have a choice, if someone says to you, I think we should get more intimate, you can either move into my underwear drawer and just live there, or listen to my iPod, go for the underwear drawer. At least there's a chance you'll have something in common there. You know, so we're listening... And he plays, so I'm listening, and then, you know, here's what comes, you know, California Girls by the Beach Boys come on, and I am thrilled.
Yeah.
I'm out of my mind thrilled. And then God Only Knows. Now, see, God Only Knows by the Beach Boys is a wonderful tune, beautifully produced. You got the Dixie Cups, you know, like, Dixie Cup sound, that wasn't a very good Dixie Cup sound, but made a little Dixie Cup sound. And I'm listening to that, but then, of course, I can't really listen to God Only Knows, because, first of all, the grammar's wrong. It's only God knows, not God only knows. God doesn't only know what he'd do without you. God ostensibly knows other things as well. Okay, so it's the only's in the wrong place, and on top of that, there's no God.
It's his personal God.
It is a personal God.
It's his personal
very
God
personal
who only
God.
Knows.
He only knows. Very solipsistic, like, you know, like all religion is. But so I get that from the Beach Boys. And then I'm really excited because Keep the Customer Satisfied by Simon and Garfunkel comes up. Now, Keep the Customer Satisfied by Simon and Garfunkel is not a song that would be in my top, I don't know, 75,000. Okay? But on this iPod, it is like Sweet Jane to me, you know? Sweet Jane. And they keep going, and the light's going on. And I've been here for like an hour and a half going through this iPod, and then some of the stuff comes back. Memories in the corners of my mind. Haunted, twisted, screwed up memory. I mean, just the worst. If you wanted to crack me, I mean, if you wanted to take me to,
forget the waterboarding.
Forget waterboarding. I can take waterboarding forever. Just put on Barbara Streisand. And she's not even that good a singer. You know what I mean? Everybody says, well, you know, you don't agree with her politics. But she has, you know, a really good voice, okay? Yeah, she sings in tune. But I think if you want lousy female singers with no heart and no soul, you're better off with Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah, probably.
I think so, yeah. I mean, the Barbara Streisand.
You know, I mean, we're just
gonna... And I also want to say that Barbara Streisand is very nice and has always been very kind to me. That's the important thing. I'm not talking about Barbara Streisand as a person. We did a private party one New Year's Eve. Barbara Streisand was in the audience. It was a really funny private party because we said we're going to pick some volunteers from the audience.
Yeah.
And we said, who should we use? We said to the host. And they said, well, you could use Dustin Hoffman. And I said, well, we don't want to use the most famous person there. And they went, yeah, you could probably use Dustin Hoffman. It was an amazing party that we were at. And Barbara Streisand was there, and meeting her, she was wonderful and told us really nice stories about Coney Island, and she was very sweet and very wonderful. But I don't want her on my iPod while I'm getting my teeth whitened. And then toward the end, right near the end, now, I'm telling you, Horse with No Name was on there. Now, those people who listen to this show regularly know that certain lyrics bother me. Can you just for a moment, those people listening now, just kind of settle in, take a deep breath, and think about how much I hate Horse with No Name. There were plants and birds and rocks and things! And things! You get a list of four, goddammit! Come up with something else that's in the desert! Plants and birds and rocks and things. Lizards, toads, anything! Things, what is this? The heat was hot? He says the heat was hot. The heat was hot and the ground was dry. I hate that!
It's
so,
the desert.
So we once, exactly. So we once had America open for us. They were opening for us in Atlantic City.
Right? You didn't flip with them?
No, we didn't.
You flipped with B.B. King.
Flipped with B.B. King.
America, you had that same option.
Yeah, but never I didn't. Mind. No, I let them go on first. And I would come out and go, what the hell were they thinking? So one night we went up to the...
Maybe he was riding through the desert on a horse with no name that drove him insane. Think of how awful that actually is.
Yeah, yes.
Riding through the desert, it's hot, the horse smells bad.
Been through the desert.
So maybe he didn't ride. You think he just walked next to the horse?
Maybe he carried the horse.
Both, they were both in a carriage together.
So America and I went up to the lounge, the VIP lounge at the Trump Towers or whatever it was, and we're chatting. So I'm chatting with the guys from America. So now it's time to confront. You know, here I am sitting with Paul McCartney saying, in this ever-changing world in which we live in, and I go, what the hell were you thinking? Plants and birds and rocks and things? And they kind of smile, they look at me, and they go, yeah, well, we were really stoned. It's a whole solution. That's it. That's all I get out of them. And then they told me a great story from America, which is, you know the song, they were playing a wedding. Now, you can imagine in, like, the early 80s how much it cost to get America to play your wedding. Okay.
Yeah.
To get a wedding band that's been on the charts is a little bit pricey. So that this couple had hired them to play the wedding, and they were like, okay. They would say it was a tremendous amount of money. I won't give away America's fun. But believe me, I would play Horse with No Name for this amount of money.
Enough that all of America would attend.
And they got there, and the bride came up to them and said, you've got to play our song. That's why we wanted you here, because we want you to play our song. And they said, what's that? And they said, Bench on a Highway. And they said, what? And the bride went, Bench on a Highway, waiting for the... So... I said, they thought Ventura Highway was Bench of the Highway, and they said yes. And I said, well, what did you do? They said, for the amount we were being paid, we played Bench on the Highway, and that's the way we sang it. So they did Bench on the Highway. So horse, I get through all this. Now, this is
so
all,
they're still stoned, is what you're saying.
Still stoned, yeah. And finally, we come up with Joy to the World. Not the Christian jive-ass one, but the one by Three Dog Night, the non-Christian jive-ass one. You know, Jeremiah was a bullfrog, and I was very... Okay.
That was the first album I ever bought.
Is it?
It is.
You did?
I did.
So you know this album well. And what I was surprised about... And a lot of people say, you know, Penn, you're the kind of guy that tears down but doesn't build up. You tear down, but you don't build up. Okay, I'm going to build up now. Nobody likes the song Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. But the grammar is really nice in there. If I were the king of the world. That's what he says clearly as Paul McCartney does it wrong. If I were the king of the world. It sounds so nice, so beautiful. And then Joy to the Fishes in the Deep Blue Sea. Now, I couldn't find this in the OED, although I looked it up yesterday because I have a lot of spare time. I was in the Oxford English Dictionary looking this up, and it says that either fish or fishes is plural. But I had the distinction explained to me. I want to look more into 866-570-PEN-7366. The earwax people are still hanging on. But I'm going to add another one to the question here. I believe the way it was explained to me, fishes is a plural if you have multiple species. So if you're talking about many, many tuna, all tuna, you would say, boy, that's a lot of fish. There's many, many fish over there. But if they're mixed species of fish, you would say fishes. So joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me. And that's kind of the way it ended with my dentist.
And it's very inclusive because you're not saying joy to one particular species.
No, you're not saying joy to the tuna. I mean, joy to the tuna, fine. We'll bring the other fish in too. Joy to the cod.
Let the wahoo celebrate.
The what?
Wahoo.
Wahoo, yeah. I was once in Hawaii on a vacation. I was leaving a girl.
The breakup, yeah. The breakup Hawaii, yeah.
And I thought the name of the fish.
Let's just, you know, Hawaiian in their own language means breakup. All the others, it means our land. Yeah, in Hawaiian, it's breakup.
And the dancing girls are telling stories.
The hula.
They're telling stories about my breakups. That's
sure.
What it means. Push your way.
I recognize those hand gestures.
They're the same hand gestures I use. Get away. Get away from me. And there was a fish on the menu. The name of the fish sounded like it was a name of a poisonous fish. So I asked the waiter, I said, is this fish poisonous? And my date, who was soon to be my ex-girlfriend, said, wouldn't that be great if they put poisonous fish on the menu, and if you ordered it, they served it to you? So you had to be really careful when you came in. You know, I'll have the trichinosis burger, please. Can I, you know, just be able to order? I'll have the pork sushi, if I could, please. But the trichinosis isn't around as much as it was.
Not so much now. Not in the U.S. anymore.
So where did we start this whole thing?
That's why we can have rare pork now. Oh, yes, the white teeth.
White teeth, very, very white.
You can have pork, right? Because it's the other white meat. You're only allowed to eat white
now. I know
allowed
to eat white meat, so I can do that. Joy to the porkies in the deep blue sea. We're going to take a little break. We're going to be back, and I'm going to go into this. I'm going to explain what my game show is on NBC. We can all hear about that. We'll be back right after this. This is Penn Jillette on Free FM. Yeah, that's Asian Earwax playing the Penn Jillette theme there. That's the new name for the Mike Jones Band. The Mike Jones Ensemble, the enormous ensemble, is now called Asian Earwax. Did you find out more about that?
I'm looking it up.
We have a lot of calls. We can go right to the calls.
No, it's
Bernie.
You're right.
Bernie,
just dry or wet. Just dry or wet.
Dry or wet. But it is different.
Crumbly
different.
Or non-crumbly.
And if you were Asian, wouldn't you find wet earwax disgusting?
Yes, I would. Hmm? I have to say.
I think we're the disgusting race. There's no doubt about it that Caucasians are the disgusting race. Don't you think? All things considered?
I don't know.
But we're the ones that are best at self-loathing, I think. You know, we're the ones that are best at self-loathing. 866-570-PEN-7366. The subjects that are on the board right now are the good grammar of Three Dog Night. the different consistencies of racially tied in earwax, and me being a game show host.
Or America stoned or not.
Yeah, America, I think they, by their own admission, fairly stoned.
Okay.
And not my favorite. Oh, the other one is, what is it, Sister Golden Hair?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to call you Sunday, but I got so damn depressed, so I set my
sights
on Monday, and I got myself undressed, okay? Oh, no, I meant to see you Sunday. Anyway, he stands her up in the song. He stands her up. He just doesn't show up. just doesn't show up in the song. I mean, America writes songs about crazy stone people that are not reliable. I'm not plants and birds and rocks and things. You know. I mean, when Martin Mull talks about
America, the list is endless. Yeah, we live in the desert.
Yeah, we know.
They should have called us.
Plants and birds and rocks and Godot.
Gila monsters.
There were plants and birds and rocks and Gila monsters.
That's nice. Almost fit.
Very nice. There were plants and birds and rocks and
Gila monsters.
No, try another one.
Okay.
What else is in the desert?
Sand.
There were plants and birds and rocks and
sand. You wanted to change it every time.
There
were
plants and birds and rocks and
yucca.
There were plants and birds and rocks and
cliffs.
There were plants and birds and rocks and
See, you're right. Well, back to things.
Back to things. That's a lot. Anyway, I'm hosting a game show. Now, this is CBS Radio, and I love CBS, and I love Showtime, but I'm a slut. So I'm also doing a show for NBC. You know, NBC has started doing this game show thing. So I'll be doing an hour-long game show from, I think, 8 to 9. And I'll talk about this more when it gets closer to the day. It's called Identity, and I'm the host. And it's kind of like a really cool What's My Line or I'll Get a Secret, which I shouldn't say really cool one of those because I like those anyway. But anyway.
And yours hasn't started yet.
You get to look at people.
It could be really cool.
And tell what they are. There's lifelines and stuff. And there's also a psychic for me to beat the crap out of every show. So that'll be fun. But so I go in. I'm in the meeting. Now they're paying me money, cash money, to do this show. And I'm coming in for my first day. And the contracts are signed, but they could still fire my ass. And I'm sitting there, and I bring my wife in like Yoko because I'm scared. So she's sitting next to me. And this guy's sitting on the couch. And he says, kind of intense L.A. type guy. Cool, nice guy, fine guy. And he's sitting across from me, and he's talking to me about what they want out of me in the show. And he says to me, he says, Penn, it's a game show, yeah, but it's host-driven, and we want you to be you. We want you to be Penn. There's a certain amount of game show stuff that has to be done, but we're not trying to turn you into Richard Dawkins. And I go, Dawson. And he goes, what? I go, Dawson, you're not trying to turn me into Richard Dawson. Dawson was the talk show host. He says, what did I say? I said, Dawkins. He said, what did I say? I said, you said you're not trying to turn you into Richard Dawkins. He said, well, we're not. I said, Dawson. He said, what? Okay, already the communication in the game show is doing very well. I go, Dawson was a game show host, and Dawkins is the Darwin chair at Oxford. And I would like to be turned into Dawkins. I'm not so sure about Dawson. And the guy said, the other guy says, oh, Dawkins, you have the blurb on the back of his book. I go, yeah. He goes, why did he say Dawkins? I said, well, he meant Dawson. So that's where it goes. So I'm going to be doing this show, and they're not trying to turn me into another Richard Dawkins. Or Dawson. They're not trying to be anybody named Richard in any way, shape, or form. But I think it'll be fun. You know, you gang shoot them. I mean, you know, it's not like Saget has to go in every day. They shoot a bunch of them in one day. So I'm now on with Saget and with Howie, both of whom have been on the show. We've talked about their game shows. Game show brotherhood. And we all have very white teeth. You see, very white teeth.
That's why you have to get them done.
When you're on, there's no special handshake or anything, you know, because when you're on
the ring,
with we have Howie, there's no handshake at all.
You know. Well, that's the special part. It's just touching elbows.
And I said to them, the big cheese from NBC came in and was watching a run through that we did. And I said, I'm going to be better than Howie. You know why? And he said, why? And I sent my hand out and shook it. And he went, I'll shake hands. I said, as a matter of fact, people on the show can lick me if they want. And we did these run-throughs. And this is the thing that when you're a big guy and a game show host, it's really dangerous. Because we're doing this run-through. So it's just somebody that's just being paid to pretend to be a contestant so we can practice. They call it rehearsal. You and I know, we're jugglers. It's practice. So this woman wins a theoretical, you can win a lot of coin on this show. It's like we're going to win $500,000. A lot of money. You just boom, boom, boom. You win a lot of money on this show. So she's there, and she figures out the identity of one very crucial person. So her money has gone to like $125,000 right in that moment. And she runs to me. And whereas with Howie, you would probably just, you know, give that fist thing against the hands.
Yeah.
And with Saget, you'd probably like go, woo-hoo-hoo. But because, you know, I'm $3 and 6 foot six, this woman comes running and jumps on me. And she wraps her weight, her legs around my waist. I mean, she's up there. I mean, either like someone who's trying to have sex with me or a monkey. And very rarely is there a difference between those two, right? So she runs up, and I'm now holding the contestant. She's wearing a skirt, and she's got her legs wrapped around me, and I'm holding her. And, of course, when she hits me, she runs. She's, you know, yeah, a regular-sized woman. She runs the whole length that she hits me, and, of course, I don't move. It's like she's just jumped onto a tree. So I get a feeling that when the first shows air, and people learn, oh, wait a minute, you can jump on this guy. You know, Howie, you can't touch. Saget, you're polite to. Penn, you can jump. They're going to probably be putting in mini tramps. They'll be running up and hitting them. Woo! Up into the air. Boom! Up into the air. Up into the air. But I think it's going to be a good show. And my teeth are white enough for it. And I really hope when this show airs, which is going to be the pilots, there's five of them, the pilots will air the week of Christmas, 8 to 9, the week of Christmas. Every night will be Identity with your host, Pendula. The week, I don't know, the week before or the week of, which is it? I don't know, it's the week around Christmas. What day is Christmas on? Does anybody, on a Monday? Huh, I don't know. Could be the week before or the week of.
I'll see if I can find out something.
Yeah, find out. They've announced it already. I'm not telling tales out of school, but all of a sudden I've turned into Stern, haven't I? I mean, now I'm on CBS pimping another show. Isn't that what he did for like a year?
Yeah, but
I'm not saying don't listen to the radio show. Go listen to this. This isn't. There's a non-compete clause. Whoever's on at 8 to 9 on Free FM, I'm sure is as good as Identity. So you can listen to that, too. I don't know. Who would that be? Do you know who would be on 8 to 9 or so? A whole bunch of different people. Doesn't really matter. But anyway, I'm going to be on there doing a game show, and I'm not going to be. They're not trying to turn me into Richard Dawkins. But
I wish they would turn you into Richard Dawkins. How cool would that be?
First off,
his teeth are gorgeous.
Richard Dawkins have good teeth?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, he's pretty good teeth.
Pretty good. He's from England.
On the South Park. Yeah, I'd be amazingly good for being from England, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's handicapped. You have to do that. You know, you have to handicap the amount you get. So we have a lot of calls coming in. 866-570-PEN-7366. Should I get you the calls, or do you have any Gmails we should get to?
Oh, we have all kinds of stuff, man. But you know, I want to talk about the English teeth thing. Because, you know, our friend Vlad works at one of the...
Cadbury,
yeah.
Cadbury. Are we not supposed to say that?
I don't know. We have now. We've blown it out now.
Well, it's Vlad the Impala, right?
Vlad the Impala works at Cadbury and sent us a box of English Cadbury chocolate. Not the American version.
It's much better than you think it would be.
It really is.
I looked at it.
They highlight, and this is a funny thing to me, they have this crumbly, dry, icky chocolate bar.
Like the earwax of Asians.
Like the earwax of Asians.
Yeah.
And they advertise it as a crumbly, dry, icky chocolate on the package. And it's great. If you took a bite of it and it didn't say crumbly, dry, icky chocolate on the outside, you'd throw it out.
Well, I was eating, we were doing the 24 party a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we had the big box of Vlad the Impala Cadbury chocolate. And I was eating it.
You're right, it's gone. It was in here.
It's in the home theater now.
Now we have only the pile of Penthouse Forums.
You know, if we had the Cadbury chocolate in here and the Penthouse Forums, if there was a nuclear war and it was just the two of us locked in this little room,
we would do fine. Couple of years.
Penthouse Forums and Cadbury chocolate, we wouldn't even really be bothered by the rest of the world being gone for at least 4 months. You know, we got water, we got tea, we got to shin the spaghetti sauce. We got this jive-ass Shinta spaghetti sauce here. We got your sugar cubes that you use for your tea.
That's right.
We've been doing... There's a lot of edible stuff. We're a very small room. There's
we have a lot of edible stuff. A couple of movies. We have Van Helsing's Curse.
Yeah,
we listen to music.
We've been rocking out to Dee Snider, having ourselves a fine, delightful little time.
Seems perfect.
And we have clown porn, of course, and the Penthouse Forums. But anyway, I was eating chocolate in the dark, which is a song by Asian Earwax, Eating Chocolate in the Dark. And a lot of controversy around that song that the lyrics might be suggestive. And they handed
the grammar
me
was good, though.
Was that?
The grammar is great.
Grammar is wonderful.
Perfect.
Asian Earwax always has perfect grammar in their songs. And I was reaching into the box, and I opened it up, and it was this fabulous crumbly chocolate, terrific thing. And afterwards, I looked at the packaging, and I would have never eaten it if it hadn't been in the dark. So Cadbury chocolate, the chocolate you should eat in the dark. But I've always liked Cadbury because when I first went to England the first time, I couldn't adjust to the time change at first. So I was up all night, and I was starving, and all I could find was a candy bar machine with Cadbury. So I sat there eating milk chocolate, which, of course, is loaded with caffeine, and not sleeping more. So when I think back in England, I remember a lot of chocolate, then being jacked up and passing out.
A little nauseous.
A little nauseated.
A lot of buzzing.
A little nauseated.
Nauseated,
not
sorry.
Nauseated.
That's why I was never the lyric writer for
Asian Earwax.
Asian Earwax.
Through the bongo player. And speaking
and
of which, we have enough subjects going now. We're going to take a break. 866-570-PEN, 7366. We'll come back and do some of your emails to penradio@gmail.com. That's penradio.com. This is Penn Jillette, Michael Godot. We'll be back right after this. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the big free FM. 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Want to do a recap of what we've talked about? My teeth are very white because I'm a game show host.
You went through four treatments at once.
Four treatments at once.
You didn't catch on fire or anything?
No, but they have to put sunscreen on your gums. They do. They have to put a lot of sunscreen on your gums.
Does it really taste like coconut? Because it always smells like coconut.
Well, they put all this stuff because they're afraid, and they put this stuff that hardens. So your gums are all hardened and stuff, and then you end up with teeth this way. Can you notice the difference, really?
Yes, actually, yeah.
If I hadn't mentioned it, would you? No, never.
Probably not.
Well, I have little teeth. I don't have big teeth, you know? I think people that are very attractive have big teeth. You want to have big teeth, you know? Tom Cruise, he has big teeth. A huge head, big teeth, tiny, tiny little body. Tom Cruise is the anti-Penn Jillette, really, in just about every way. Don't you think he is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Cruise and I have...
You're more like a Bluto. Clearly a Popeye villain.
Yeah. It's a heartbreaker because I don't know what difference in personality I would have if I was a normal sized guy, but I'm so very different from Tom Cruise because he has those big white shining jack o' lantern teeth, you know, and a big head. He has a huge head. You ever seen Tom Cruise?
Not in person.
He has a huge head. You know, it's like this big head. You know, it's like he's like a bobblehead type thing, but that looks very attractive on.
Looks like a marionette.
Movies. Yeah, that's what you want. You want little arms and big head.
What was that George Clooney movie where he was in space?
Oh, Solaris?
Yeah, Solaris. Yeah, he looked just like the Fireball XL5 marionettes to
Did
me.
Did you go to see Solaris?
He was wearing, no, but I saw parts of it on like HBO, yeah. And he was wearing a black turtleneck, and he looked just like those marionettes to me.
I think you saw parts of it on Showtime.
Could be.
That's where you work.
That's where I work.
You work on Showtime.
I saw it on Showtime.
And all the movies that you'd ever watch, you'd watch on Showtime.
I do.
Yeah, good. I make that very clear. Do we have any, I don't want to take any phone calls.
Just not in the mood? Just not in the...
I just want to take some...
You're tired of the earwax thing?
It's a more relaxing... Everybody wants to just explain to me about earwax, and I want to hear it. God knows I want to hear it. God only knows I want to hear it. God knows nothing except that I want to hear that. But I want to go to the Gmails. Any old business from, you know, months ago?
You know what? I have one that this guy didn't sign his name. But
okay.
When I was a kid. Yeah,
are you reading now or are you just going to reminisce?
I'm going to read.
Okay, good.
I'm going to read. I'll put on the reading voice. When I was a kid, I had two rabbits, Max and 99.
Oh, from Get Smart.
Get Smart, that's right.
Max and 99. That's good. Those are good names.
Those are good bunny names.
Have you ever heard Barbara Feldon's Agent 99, the song?
No, I have not.
It's one of my options.
But she is the hottest woman in the world.
You think
so? I loved her. Oh,
she's
yeah.
funny.
Yep.
What's she doing now? I don't know. She's still alive?
We should try. I think she's...
We'll just do a little role reversal here. This time you be the French maid, and I'll be the gardener.
Okay.
Let's just see...
You take a look, and I'll continue on the letter along
Barbara
here. One day, Max killed 99. These are bunnies.
Wow, really?
The bunny attack. Max killed 99. So his mom sent it to a bunny farm, which he assumed was, of course, euphemism for killed it. But no, I actually sent it to a bunny farm, and on the bunny farm, it killed two more rabbits.
So there was a real killer rabbit?
There was a real killer rabbit, and they finally killed it because it was some sort of psycho bunny.
Wow.
That's the sort of readers that we have. People who have
rabbits
killer psycho bunnies.
As far as I can tell, oh, man, is she sexy.
I told you.
God damn.
I watch the old Get Smart episodes with an entirely different view than everyone else. I sit way too close to the TV.
She's 23 years older than me.
Yeah.
So now she's 74.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Feldman, she was born Barbara Hall on March 12, 1932, the Pittsburgh suburb of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, American actress and model. She won $64,000 with the $64,000 question.
She really did?
In the category of William Shakespeare. So she was dressed up as William Shakespeare.
I knew I loved her.
Oh, yeah. She was the most famous.
Of course, that was the rigged game show, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the rigged woman. It doesn't say she was rigged.
But, she was rigged.
She graduated from Carnegie Mellon University in 55. She graduated from college the year I was born and won $64,000 on the $64,000 question. And, you know, us game show people, we know about things like $64,000 question. She was most famous for a character in Get Smart. And then before Get Smart, she appeared in a comedy film with Dick Van Dyke entitled Fitzwillie. She was also in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., 12 O'Clock High, and Flipper.
But not the new Flipper.
The new Flipper.
Not the new Flipper.
She frequently... she was trying to shake her image as typecasting as a spy girl, and she frequently appeared on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, guest starring on the first show in 1968. I mean, she probably knew Tiny Tim. That's all I care about. And she was in Smile in 74, twice divorced, New York City-based, appeared on stage and guest spots and TV shows, including Your Old World is 99, a brief sequel to Get Smart series. Feldman authored Living Alone and Loving It, a self-help guide to assist single people of all ages to more fulfilling lives. I guess she's still alive and living in New York City, and she wrote the book in 2003, so that wasn't that long ago. So Barbara Feldman is still around. You still have a...
she's in New York. She might be listening, Barbara. Yeah.
Barbara.
What's
Barbara,
her number? 866.
Yeah, Barbara, call in. 866-570-PED-7366. What are the chances of getting Agent 99 on the show? What do you think, Patrick? Any chance of that? Yeah, Patrick doesn't think there's much of a chance of that.
Not much of a chance.
She might love us. Barbara Feldman could be... We found out a while ago that Whoopi Goldberg listened to the show. How far is it from Whoopi Goldberg to Barbara Feldman? Okay, never mind. But what other questions do you have?
Well, you know, we have, as long as we're talking about 99...
The rabbit killed another rabbit?
Two other rabbits. Three rabbits were killed by Max.
So while you were talking about that, I was looking at pictures of Barbara Feldman. I wouldn't really listen.
Talk, I'll look at pictures of Barbara Feldman.
Okay. Now, what are the other
99 thing, just in case we haven't mentioned this enough, Funky Monkey Gilbert's movie that we were making fun of a couple months ago is available at cinemanow.com.
Okay. If you want to see Gilbert
Sticking
Godfrey.
On the 99 theme. Uh-huh. So that's a big one.
Why is that the 99 theme?
It's $9.99 to buy the DVD.
I see. So you're just doing a search through all the
Gmails. I just went through for
$9.99. That should be a little episode that we do all the time on the show. Search through the Gmail. We pick a word, we go through and find what Gmails have that word. You want to play that game?
Sure. Try 99? Should we stick with 99?
No, never mind 99. Let's try another one. Let's try. We'll not do monkey.
All right, no. We have way too much monkey mail.
But let's try just do a search for sex. And all the Gmails that we have sent to the Penn Jillette Show at penradio@gmail.com. Penradio.com. What do we got there?
I have 1 through 20 of hundreds.
Gets mentioned a lot, huh?
It does.
Well, you had some other Gmails you wanted to read us, didn't you?
Well, you know, we had a lot of stuff on our disaster show, and we had a lot of stuff left over.
That was the show
over.
We did about what's the most damage a person ever did, right?
Yep.
And how did that started out with... With back when Donald Trump put his elbow through the
not
Picasso.
Not Donald Trump.
No, the other
Steve
one, Steve Wynn. Steve Wynn put his elbow through the Picasso. And we had people writing in and calling us and stuff with stupid things they've done, right?
With million-dollar disasters.
Does someone have a million-dollar disaster?
You know, there are a few of them, actually.
Really? Well,
most of them are from the military.
Well, why don't you read one of them? We'll enjoy. I like that show. That was a really fun show we did.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun, and people have continued to write that, and we still have Rumsfeld stories pouring in.
Well, Rumsfeld, you know, Rummy was a crazy, nutty character. We have a lot of good stories on him. So go ahead. Let's talk about the disaster.
Since I may have the biggest amount of damage caused, it was done by a friend of mine while we were in the U.S. Navy. We were in Naples, Italy for a port visit. So a few of us took the train down to Pompeii. Pompeii to see the ruins.
Okay, good. Good,
that's
good,
a nice one. Yeah. While in the park at Pompeii, there was a section gated off due to recent excavation. My rocket scientist friend decides to hop the wall and wander around. While jumping down the other side of the wall, he stumbled and smacked into a brick pillar about 15 feet tall. The pillar tilted and crumbled to the ground. The pillar had stood since 79 A.D. and yet was no match for an idiot sailor from New York. That's pretty good.
Wow, that's really good.
That's a really good
that's
one.
That's a really good one. And is there any follow-up on that?
No follow-up on
see,
that.
This is why...
They said they ran. That's the follow-up. Well,
that's an important part of the... So they never were caught.
They were never
this
caught.
This is a confession, right? This is like O.J. If I had knocked over the pillar, this is how I would have done it. One of the... I like these disaster ones. One of the ones of... These are our listeners. This is the damage that's just done by people who listen to the Penn Jillette Show on Free FM, which makes it terrific.
Right. Well, this one, I think we actually, the guy actually called in. So this is the guy with the fish tank and the nunchucks.
No.
You never heard fish tank and nunchucks?
No.
Well,
no.
I may have blown it. After getting bored with what a 15-year-old boy does with no parents around, I decided it might be a good time.
Well, wait, slow down a little bit.
To practice my nunchucks.
No. From the beginning, getting bored with what a 15-year-old boy does.
I was 15 and left home alone one day, my parents took my two younger sisters and my grandparents to a mall about 60 miles away.
Uh-huh.
After getting bored of what a 15-year-old boy does with no parents around.
Okay. We know what that is.
Yeah. Barbara Feldman, or Max, get smart. Yeah. I decided it might be a good time to practice my nunchucka kata for a martial art contest that was coming up.
Sure you would.
It was raining outside, so what else could he do? After thinking about it for a while, I realized I'd be fine to practice in the lounge as long as I were careful. Practice was going well for the first 40 seconds, then I heard a smash behind me.
Back up a little bit.
40 seconds. You got 40 seconds, a good...
40 seconds, yeah.
Before I heard a smash behind me and the sound of my fate pouring onto the brand new expensive wool carpet in the form of water from the fish tank.
How hard do you have to hit a fish tank with nunchucks? Is it numchucks or nunchucks?
He says nunchuck.
Nunchuck, one more.
Nunchucka. Nunchaku.
Zeke, who works on our crew, Zeke's mm-hmm. a good friend of mine, he's always playing with the nunchuck things.
I have a nightmare nunchuck story from being arrested in Mexico, but that's another day.
That's a long story.
That's a long story. That's
very
an hour.
Story, yeah.
Of,
that's a whole hour.
That's a horror.
So we'll tell my blow dryer story and we'll tell your nunchuck story.
On the same day, all right.
Arrested in...
in Mexico, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I panicked for a moment and then I got a grip of myself, although not as I had been doing. And ran into the kitchen to fetch water. I got back, placed the bowl under the floor, it fill up at an alarming rate. Second, I ran to fetch all the bowls I could find, as well as a couple of buckets. To cut a long story short, I ended up with the fish in a bucket, bowls full of water, and dirty, smelly water all over the brand new wool carpet, along with half of the pebbles that made up the under gravel filter. So, obviously brand new, my luck was going to get... Which led to another brilliant idea. I'll fetch the vacuum cleaner to suck up all the pebbles. I realized, though, if I stood the cleaner in the water, there's a chance it would blow up. So I sat... Hey! I sat up in the lovely, comfortable, cream-colored sofa. I sucked up the pebbles after noticing the metal hose I was holding was getting very cold. Then I heard it happen. The cleaner on the lovely, comfortable, cream-colored sofa had exploded because the water was also sucking up along with the pebbles.
It goes on and on.
So he goes... Apparently, he's destroyed his entire home.
This is Asian Earwax saying goodbye for right now. We'll be back.